There is a massive protest that started in the regular buses towards the palace, the presidential palace, and all of the bridges leading to the palace, the two nearest bridges, which is the Mknemir Bridge and the White Nile Bridge, are closed with big containers. Yet the group from Khartoum and the protests were so big, and there is a lot of protesters, and also there is a lot of forces. Big number of tear gases are being, excuse me if I'm crying a bit, it's there's a lot of tear gas in the air. And also there is a lot of injured people. The protesters use motorcycles as small ambulances where ambulance cannot reach the areas where there's a massive engagement. So they use the motorcycles, and there is a lot of motorcycles that went to the hospital already. A lot of people are injured. We hoped, we thought also that with the signing of the agreement, maybe the violence against the protesters will go a bit lower. Unfortunately, it's definitely not the case. And people are still demonstrating. There is big group. So what happens is there's a group and then they try to make a box around it so the group doesn't move forward. So the boxes sometimes succeed breaking the path of the protesters, but sometimes not. So basically now we have three groups or three boxes, as they call it. Sometimes the protesters break the box and go inside, but As a lot of protesters already noticed, these tear gas that they are using now are by far harder than the one they used before. Also, the violence is increasing. Until now, there is no gun firing with live gunfire.
We've heard from Reuters that they're also, the Sudanese security forces are also using stun grenades. Have you seen that?
Yes. I have heard it, not seen it. I can hear the sound, but it's not in the area where I am. Because normally as the protesters are going closer to actually break the box, the forces goes more wider to stop the movement and to stop the protesters. So I think our group is not very much advanced. That's why they didn't use the extra weapons with us. But in other areas, I can still hear it, yes.
So tell me about the size of the protests. We're hearing that they're the biggest in several months. Is that true?
Well, it is somehow true, but it's also not very much, because unfortunately the size of the protest is normally measured by how many people in one area, and this is not correct, because especially after closing the bridges, most of the protesters became non-central. So we have one in Khartoum North, or we can call it Bahri, we have one in Omdurman, and we have one in Khartoum. The one in Khartoum is really big and quite bigger than the ones before, that is true, but when you calculate the whole number, it is a massive protest. Unfortunately, because they closed the bridges, we are not able to gather in one place as we used to do before.